What kind of cup of noodles are you eating?
Soon, veggie noodle soup.
Oh, yeah. Everyone I know is becoming a vegetarian. It must be nice when you're not allergic to vegetarian alternatives. Must be nice. I wish someone made something for people like me, but you know. I could be a pescatarian, but that's expensive. Does anyone know how much money fish costs? It's expensive out there.
I buy a lot of seafood. It's like I only really eat seafood and chicken.
Oh, I love salmon, man. Salmon's expensive though. It's like $20 per like three
You've
packets.
got a pack of frozen salmon. Don't be a stuck up hoe.
No, it is expensive. Well, maybe where I am. But anyway,
You can
Jasmine.
find frozen salmon, a pack of 12 at Aldi's for $13.
Where?
Aldi's. Aldi?
I don't have an Aldi's by me. I got a BJ's.
You can get a free set for $15.
And on that note of BJ's, Jasmine, let's
We're
get
live.
into it.
We're live.
Hi, yeah, we've been live. Hi, guys, and welcome back to Midori's World. It's your girl, Midori, and this is Jasmine, my lovely guest host. Jasmine, tell them where they can find you.
Nowhere. I told you.
Oh my God.
I'm not real. Don't tell everybody.
Jasmine is a one of a kind. You will never see another person like this again.
Because I don't exist.
Well, if you do someone look Jasmine up on the internet, you can find her at Chunky Carlos. If you want to rep some of her artwork, you can also rep her at Cash Is My Real Name. She also then has Misfits, what is it called? We're gonna look it up.
It's Mr. Dreamland. Listen, I've been on hiatus, so
She's been on hiatus, but she's roaring to come back. You should hire me as your spokesman. She's roaring to come back.
I don't like
Anyway.
that.
That's so fucked up. But you know what? Fuck you, Jasmine. Find someone who can get it in like me. Oh, that sound is so wrong. But anyway. Hi, I'm Midori from Midori's World. You can follow my YouTube channel at Midori Days TV. I also have an Instagram, which is called Midori Miss Story YouTube. That's what it's called. Anyway, guys, let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is penis size. And I'm gonna start it off. There is a pandemic, there is a plague. There is a wave of men out there who think that their penis size is what matters. And I am here to be the outlier. I am here to spread the truth that women are afraid to say. And we're going to talk about it today, me and Jasmine, and answer your dying questions about penis size and the real question, does it really matter?
I just wish you would clear these openings with me. Like, tell me what you're gonna say before.
I just go out with what my heart says. It's
It
just
felt
like
way intense. It just felt way
it
intense.
is intense. It's intense to a lot of guys. They're just like, my dick is small and I'll never get a woman. But we are here to be outliers. And I don't know where Jasmine stands with this.
Little dick boys.
Yes, I don't know where Jasmine stands. But I will say something. And I've learned this. And I'm here to stand up for all the little dicks in the world. Size doesn't matter. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, okay? Statistics. Okay,
Oh.
statistics. I'm bringing out statistics. Jasmine, did you know that women who are part of the LGBT plus community have the most orgasms? Did you know that?
Did you read about that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I
That's
did.
I did know that, Midori. I just feel like that should be obvious.
But no. I'm saying it for the fans. But, yo, you knew that. Just fucking say you knew it. Okay, Jasmine, back to the story. She knew that. But did you know that? You didn't. Okay.
Did you know everybody?
Yes, maybe someone watching didn't know. But now I'm bringing it back to the point. So Jasmine, say it. Yes, you knew. Just say it.
Yes.
Okay. She knew, guys. She knew. Okay. But you didn't know. And even if you didn't know, now you know again. And this is what I'm saying. Women don't have dicks. But let me tell you.
Well, you can't just say
that. Oh, well, I mean, okay, wait. I gotta take that back because that's not correct. But what I'm trying to say is, you get what I'm trying to say, right, Jasmine? Okay.
Lesbians without dicks?
Yes.
Fine.
What I'm trying to say is that
in their equation, and if there's not, they do okay. They do better, they're great.
That's what I'm trying to say. Say it louder, Jasmine. And I apologize for my insensitivity and my incorrectness. I apologize for that. That was on me. And I will make sure to be more apparent of that. Is that how you say that?
I don't really know.
What I'm trying to say is I'm going to make sure it doesn't happen again. But anyway, okay. I'm sorry, guys.
Back to the point.
What I'm trying to say is that there's a lot more in life than just dick. That's what I'm trying to say.
There's a lot more to sex than just
yes,
dick.
That's what I'm trying to say. And life. And life, guys.
In general,
we are 7 minutes in and I'm already going.
Listen.
But if you've stayed on this train, I know that it's going to take you somewhere.
We're doing great.
I haven't had any wine, I promise you. But what I'm trying to say is that a lot of the time, there's a lot of men and a lot of women under this conception that most of them cis, most of them straight women, straight men, who are under this conception that penis size matters. And it not only puts pressure on straight men, but it also then sort of makes this narrative that, you know, you need to have a big dick size to please a woman. And that is not true.
It's okay? Not true. It's so obviously not true. And I can tell you it's not true.
Jasmine, because, tell him.
Listen, man, I've had a lot of little dicks.
She's had a lot of what? You had a lot of what?
Little dicks. And I've had a lot of big dicks.
She had a lot of what? She had a lot of bigs.
I could tell you, like, from my honest opinion and from my experience, they were equally terrible. So,
oh, shit. Okay.
Like, equally terrible, equally bad, equally very, like, self-centered and about them. So, size really has nothing to do with anything when you think about it at the end of the day. Because you can have a big old diggity-dang-dong-dang and perform poorly and make everyone unhappy, but as long as this dude fucking gets his jizz, he's fine. And it's like, no.
I did research on looking into some stuff. And I learned that the average man orgasms within the first 3 to 4 minutes of sex, while women statistically need a minimum of 10 to 20 minutes to orgasm, which means that there's so much minutes of offset between a man and a woman finishing, which then expands our discussion with penis size. Now, my expansion is that men, especially cis men, always want to have, like, I feel like some have the ego, like, yeah, I made her come. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, you like this. But they go straight to penetration. And that's their first mistake. It's a journey, okay? Sex is a journey.
It's a little too a bit of a trip.
Yeah, it's like when you go.
It's not a race.
It's like when you go to Target or you go to a mall. It's a journey. Sometimes you take the bus. Sometimes you take two buses. So you book a bus and a train. Sometimes you take the car. And then you go to Target and you're looking for one thing and then you find it all. And then 2 hours later, you're on the line, but you're patiently waiting. Why are you patiently waiting on the line? Because you want it, only for you to put it all back. But the whole story is that
I don't know if Target.
It's a journey.
I don't know if I agree with that analogy. That just lost me.
Okay. What analogy would you use? Like going into the city, like you're on the train, and you see like
I think it was very simply put, man. It's a stroll.
If anyone's ever read,
or a hike, it could be a hike.
Too. Oh, it's a hike. It's a climb.
A stroll is very peaceful, but you know, slow. Listen, man, just like how they said, slow and steady wins the race. You can't just
Wins the race. Sometimes you speed it up, but mostly slow and steady wins the race.
You can't speed it up until you get the.
Sometimes I like it.
Imagine if a roller coaster didn't have that incline, right?
I don't like roller coasters because I always hit my head on them. I get headaches when I go on roller coasters, but keep on going because your analogy is really great.
Okay. It's like, imagine if you get on the shit, and instead of that, it just goes up all the way really fast immediately. It just, there's no slow incline. There's no, you just shoot the fuck up and go the fuck around. And then it's over. Like, imagine if that was a roller coaster. That'd be horrible. You can't enjoy that. You can't have fun.
And that is how most men have sex.
It is. And it's really weird.
It's really weird. Self-serving, to be honest.
It is. And I think the biggest issue is that a lot of these men are taught that sex is very dick-centered. It's about them.
And it's never
for them.
You know, I just want to hit on that point. It isn't. And, like, there's a lot of science behind it, but, like, there's so many parts of stimulation, like, and it's not just that. Like, there's so much, you know? And
there's so much of everything.
And your dick isn't the one thing that we need, you know? We've went without it for a couple of years, so I think we'll be fine.
But there's actually so many women that don't come from penetration at all. They don't orgasm from penetration whatsoever.
Most women don't. And why? Because it's the chugga 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 chugga.
That fucking incline. So you can't get up to that part if you just shoot for it, man. That's just weird. But it's also like you think about the way that like men are kind of taught how to view sex as a whole, you know?
Yeah.
Like for them it's very like it's primal. It's very like I have to be a man and blah, 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 and all this like dumb shit.
And
like,
I have to have a 7-inch dick because porn tells me so. And porn is not real, guys. No, I just want to speak my truth because if you use porn as a way to fuck a woman, you have probably traumatized her in ways that she will then have to talk to her therapist about. I'm just saying. And you never bite a clitoris. I'm just putting that out there.
Let's just have that as just common knowledge for everybody.
Don't do that.
Everybody, don't do that.
You don't bite a clitoris. Don't ever do that.
I'm gonna say
you are Satan if you do that. You are Satan, and I hope the person is watching this and they know that.
Listen, it's okay, man.
Because some people out there don't know, and you have fucked someone up.
I just think Why don't you know? Why don't you know?
That's like, we can get into a whole topic about like the categories and like how some people have like sadism and how they enjoy bringing pleasure to people sexually. They like to like bring pain to them, and that's how they get off. I think that's a part of it, like sadistic people. But yeah,
I mean, listen, understanding and conversation. Like, yeah. You don't just show up one day and start implementing bondage on your partner.
That's also true. Talk about that, Jasmine. Talk about it.
Whatever it is you do, whatever is like conversation before we even get to the, before there's even any of this shit, let's talk about it, right? While we got clothes on, you know? Like, don't ever just assume that we're gonna go try some shit. And even if you do try some shit, don't ever just assume that your partner's gonna be down for it every fucking time. Like, all right. It still has to be an issue of a conversation.
It still has to be an agreement. There still has to be.
It could still be sexy man be in the middle of it, just be like, you down? And be like, eh. Like, yeah. Hey. And if it's no, then it's no. Then you just go down to business like you.
And sex isn't one of those things that you see in porn where it's like, you know, there's wind and there's like rose petals and she looks hot in every angle. You know, it's just
porn. Are you watching?
It's a connection. That's what
that's not porn. That's not porn.
And sometimes it's just a one night stand.
That sounds like a romance movie. Midori, what kind
of porn? No, I'm just saying some people watch things like that. Some people believe in things like that. I kid you not.
Porn with like flowers?
No. But I have seen some wild shit though. Passing the webs. I have seen some wild shit. With roses. I've seen two girls in one cup. Anyway.
That is not the kind of rose we were talking about.
But anyway, back to the point.
What I was saying was that it also has to do, like, even, like, the way that they are taught to, like, objectify women, you know? Yeah. It's, like, every aspect of sex, the way that it's taught to straight men, is to be very, like, it's all about the dick. It's about you conquering. It's about this is your thing that you won, your prize, and you get to fuck it and eat it and shit. And as long as you nut, then it's been a good time. It's like, what the fuck
and
is
then
this?
They're like, why is she leaving me for another man?
why is she fucking someone better? Why didn't she
call me back after I fucked her? You know?
Why do I hear buzzing in the bathroom while I cry? Honestly, it's really simple, everybody. Get into fucking foreplay. I think a lot of the issues, because this is definitely a straight man problem. I feel like, I don't know.
No, it absolutely is.
Like, who knows, you know? But
it's cool. Also like a straight woman problem, because women also too judge men on their penis size. And it's like,
yeah, because it's also like they feel like that's like the only way to be satisfied, because I'm sure it has to do with dealing with lots of people who only ever were able to satisfy in that way.
If you are missing and like if you don't have much in one place, there's always a place where you can make up, guys. 1 + 1 = 2, always. So if one part is just one part, there's always another one to make up, to make two. You can always make two, man. You can always make two. That's what I'm trying to say. .5. If you're a .5 in one place, then all you need to be is 1.5 in another to make two. That's what I'm saying. So if you are 1.5, it's okay, because .5 plus 1.5 equals 2 every time. So what I'm trying to tell you is that as long as you can make it up, it will always make 2.
What? What are you saying?
is someone out there that will come with us.
My brain is melting.
What I'm trying to say is that if you lack size, you can make up in foreplay. You can make up in toys. Okay. You can make up in fingering.
Have a threesome. If it doesn't work here,
that's not what I meant.
Because 1 + 1 = 2.
I mean, you can do that too.
You sis.
You can do that.
You can have two. Have two.
You can have five for all I care.
You can have as many as you need. Okay. You can have.
You can have one for each day of the week, for Christ's sake. Maybe even two.
At the same time. Some of them I have to watch, but listen. Everybody signing up for, I hope. You gotta put the cards on the table. This is what's up. You wanna get in the lineup?
But at the end of the day, 1 + 1 will always make 2. So if you lack in one place, guys, you can always make up with toys. I don't know, foreplay.
I have a thing to say about straight men and toys. And
there's a big thing.
Motherfuckers need to stop being insecure and feeling whatever type of way about it. Because here's the deal. Okay? Once again, sex isn't just about your dick. That's the number one. And I feel like there's a lot of straight men who view seeing their girlfriends or whatever using toys, like, for themselves or self-pleasure and stuff as, like, an
cheating.
Insult. No, I'm not even, like, I mean,
some
yeah.
view it as cheating.
That's sick. First of all, I think it's really sick for a partner on either side to consider masturbating cheating. Like, grow up.
Or using a toy to do that cheating.
Yeah, because it's masturbating still, and you're mm-hmm. sick and psychotic for thinking that that's wrong. It's natural, normal, and necessary.
But also, it's like they don't understand the human female anatomy. That shit is
wild. But, like, aside from, like, that, the insecurity also comes from, like, feeling, like, emasculated about it. And it's like, yeah. Oh, like, you feel like I don't satisfy you. And it's
yeah,
like,
you did it. You did it.
And honestly, it's one of two things, you know?
And that's okay. Because
sometimes it's not always about not being satisfied. Masturbation is just a different kind of pleasure, you know? It's like, mm-hmm. sometimes the shit that only you know how to do.
That is true.
He's just like, I'm the only one that can hit that the way it's gotta get hit. Sorry, but this was a solo mission. It's not personal. It just is what it is. And if the case is that the person is unsatisfied, instead of feeling like aggressive and angry about it and want to blame the partner and all this other bullshit
or the toy.
Yeah, it's like, talk about it, man. It's like, learn how to pleasure your partner. Like, you don't satisfy me, here's how you can, you know?
Also, at the end of the day, as long as your partner is not cheating on you, and they are getting off in which way they have to, does it really matter? Because they're fulfilled, they're happy. Why are you hurt that they're using a toy?
Nah, listen. Because sometimes, I've seen straight women do the same thing, where it's like they'll get mad at their partners for like watching porn. And once again, you cannot be upset with your partner for masturbating.
Yeah,
that's overall gross. I don't like when any human person does that shit. Now, if you're blowing rent money to buy porn and
or you're addicted.
Yeah, or you have a fucking addiction. Well, I mean, if you're spending your rent money to purchase copious amounts of porn, then you do have an addiction. Pay your rent. You have a problem. That's not the
or
same
you're
thing.
Like, or you'd rather watch porn instead of like actually like do anything with your girlfriend, then I think
yeah,
I think there's a line which you guys got to talk about.
Ignore your partner and then also try to compare your partner to what you are subjecting yourself to.
Yeah, that's like, so fucked up because that's not like, okay, real. And most of those women have, most of those women and men, you know, have had plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. There's so much you could do in the film world, you know, filters, everything.
Makeup.
not what you think it is. And it sucks that we sort of do live in a world where we've trained our mind to see porn and think that that's supposed to be what real sex is supposed to be like. And that's very toxic.
It's dramatized. It's drama. It's not real. Mm-hmm. It's like if you watched a sitcom of a bunch of white people living in New York and think, ah, oh, that must be what living in New York is like.
No. Sex in the City.
Sex in the City, Friends, literally any, Gossip Girl, every single movie and TV
honestly,
show.
Honestly, I fell for Gossip Girl a little bit. It was low-key good until, like, they all started screwing each other. Then I was just like, this is weird. But the last season is low-key good, but that's another story.
I cannot stand by that. Sorry. That's not for
It's me. My guilty pleasure. I own it. But back to what you were saying, Jasmine.
It's not real life.
Yeah, it isn't.
It's not real. And to think that it is and to want for it to be is ridiculous. You just have to stop.
Absolutely.
You cannot do that. You can't do that. Because, man, listen, that's also the thing. Porn is also very catered to men. And it teaches these psychos.
Yes, it is. It's very catered.
It's like, you will see 6 fucking hours of a woman sucking this man's dick. 6 hours! And you will see 0.93 seconds of a pussy getting licked. Like, so, like, you're like, and then it's right back to the dick. And it's so, like, crazy to me. It's like, you will...
I never thought about that. You're so right.
And it's so weird to me, too, because it's like, it's teaching people to be very dick-centered and to constantly focus on not only their own penis, but other people's penises.
And comparison.
Yeah, it's like teaching people that and then also teaching them that it's not okay to look at dicks because it's gay. It's like such a weird, like, back and forth, messed up.
But then also it goes into this whole big thing about like how long you can last. That's also tied.
Yeah, but it's so like, I just think it's so weird for like everything straight men do to be so dick centric, but then to them also be homophobic. It's
but
like,
also for them to also not know, not give good head, not give good
That's what I'm saying. It's like, we don't know anything about a vagina. They don't know anything about a vagina, but they know everything about dicks. They think about dick all the time.
They do.
But then they
say they're straight, but are
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I mean, the problem's not them not knowing if they're straight or not. The problem is them being homophobic. It's
that
like,
is
that
true.
Just doesn't click in my head. It's like, that shit's gay. Man, all you think about is penises. Your dick, that guy's dick, the next guy's dick. Like,
if it's bigger than yours, if it's smaller than yours, we can last longer.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Not once are they thinking about how am I going to eat pussy. They don't think about the plan. Blueprint. They don't fucking start.
It's like it's
They're
like a Barnes and Noble's book, like the fancy edition ones, and it's just like pussy. How to eat it.
Not step even just step. Like it'll be like a globe, it's a pussy globe. And then like a map, it's a pussy map. And then like it's a pussy manual. What else?
But there's so much more than just eating head. There's like, you know, you got your nipples.
You got
so
nipples.
Much more.
Also, there's ass play. And not just putting your dick in the ass. Fucking getting all up in the hole.
Even
a little, you know? It's a little.
Or a finger. That too.
Well, that could be that as well. That that one too, because that's also the other thing. Like, I feel like there's so many like women who date men who feel afraid about things like exploring things, because it's like so much of the things that they want to explore
are for partner, them.
Yeah, like their male partners don't want to do it unless their dick's involved, and so many. I'm sure there's a lot of women who are scared of dealing with anal because all they can think of is this dude throwing his whole dick in their little asshole. And it's like,
and just so you know, guys, there's like butt plugs, and you sort of start off at a certain decimal, then you just go up. So
hell yeah, you train it.
You do a lot. You don't just, like, you just don't put it in there because that's dangerous. Don't.
Also, I just wanted to. God, whoever's listening and is dabbling in anal for the first time or have been dabbling in it dangerously, please, for the love of God, use a lubricant. It's important. It's your friend, okay? Lube is your friend. Lube is your friend.
But you know what's also your friend? There's this Amazon lube, and it's aloe-based, and it doesn't mess up the pH in your vagina, so I recommend it.
Is it? What brand is it?
I'll send it to you, but it's being massively sold now, but it's really good. You have to be really careful about the lubricant you use. I recommend, isn't it water based is better for you too? Or
also recommend water based. The other option is silicone, is also oil based.
Yeah, but you gotta be careful because it can sometimes mess up your pH balance and give you a yeast infection.
If you're using it in your vagina, you can get away with a little. Different stuff for your asshole, but
yeah, if it's for the ass, it's a go. If it's for your vagina, it might be a no.
For your ass, silicone. If it's for your puss, a little bit of water because it's natural.
That's a good rhyme. That's a good
also,
rhyme.
One more thing I would like to say, it's not related, but I'm speaking of pH levels, sugar is bad for vaginas. Whoever is with the vagina, is handling one, and we're doing whatever, sugar is bad. Sugar is bad. That means chocolate, whipped cream, sauce of any type, I don't care. Fucking candy, licorice, fucking, what's it called?
Whipped cream?
I said that already. Fruit roll-up, fruit by the foot, gushers, Skittles.
What kind of like candy fest did you have?
Lollipops.
What?
That shit in your vagina. I don't give a fuck. And your asshole, sure. Don't let that shit drip. I swear to God, you will be very upset. You will be so upset. Your body will hate you. Your vagina will hate you. If your partner even thinks about bringing sugar of any kind near your little hoopity hoop ha, just punch him in the face. You could apologize after, but no sugar. This is a no sugar zone.
You're also, literally, when sugar hits your vagina, it's going to be like, well, you're done. You're done for this week and a little bit of next week.
I do have to, I'm making butter.
Oh, yes.
So I have to check on it.
Okay, you go ahead, Jasmine.
But bring us back to the small dicks. Oh, well, not small dicks, just dick size in general.
Okay, sorry. I will take it away while Jasmine goes and she checks on the butter. Okay, guys, so bringing it back to small dicks. We live in a dick-centric world where men have for a century been pleasured and women have not. And it is a vast problem. And if men are to be pleased, why should women not be? And that is why we are here talking today about sizing. Because all the time men link their egos to women orgasming. Oh yeah, she liked it and all this stuff. But most of the time, women are lying about their orgasms. Most of the time, 95% of the time, she did not even finish. And why? Because men do not think of women first. And that is my bell. And that is a huge problem that I'm looking to change. And with the help of Jasmine today, we can talk about this and, you know, help someone out there. There is so much more to a woman than penetration. There is so much more that you can give to a woman if you have a small size that may not, you know, be able to even fit in a vagina. Hence micropenis. If you have sort of situations like that, that doesn't mean that your sex life is over. And for the women that don't respect you because of your penis size, then fuck them anyway. They did not deserve any of your time. However, while they are rejecting you, there will come one that will come along and she'll be like, okay, let's give this a shot. And that is where you're going to fucking shine, okay? You're going to shine like the star in the sky that I know you can be, because you are going to study, okay? And what are you studying? You're going to study foreplay. Women need foreplay, and they need a ton of it. I'm not saying 5 minutes of it. I'm not saying 10 minutes, as much as she needs, okay? Before you even think, okay, this is the time, this is the moment, let me just, I'm going to penetrate her. Ask her, are you ready to have sex? Are you ready for me to be inside of you? Are you ready for that? Because there might be a chance that you might have thought that you brought out all the bells and whistles, and you didn't. And if she says no, then you go back down there and you put all your purpose, hope, love, and prayers into bringing it all around, guys. And you can do that with foreplay, with toys, with learning, you know, what her fantasies are, what she likes, you know? And that is a conversation that you can have before you have sex. So that way, when you go down for the mission, you are ready to go and you know and you've prepared. But there's pre-preparation before you even get the girl. Study how to give good head, okay? And this can be hard if you don't have a person to practice on, but there are videos, there are books, there are essays. If you put on how to give good head, there are multiple outlets. You can find it. Just practice. Practice makes perfect. Get it into your muscle memory. And when the day comes, don't shut down. Just give it all you got. And at the end of it, you know, if you feel like you're doing something wrong, ask them, is this what you like? Do you like this? Do you like that? You know, see how they are reacting to what you're doing. And if you're getting a lot of a vibe to it, you keep on doing that. If you're getting low energy, don't do that. They probably don't like it that much. And I think sex is a very communicative thing. It takes two to have it, so it shouldn't just be about just one. And I think that a lot of the time we focus so much on just the man as a woman, and even as a guy, just focusing on themselves, that they then feel saddened when the woman is, you know, saying that she doesn't like having sex, or she doesn't like, you know, screwing him, or, you know, things of that nature. But that is because there was no one asking, what can I do to please you? What do you like in the bedroom? Where were those questions being asked? Nowhere. And that is why you are in the place you are today. Which is why I'm saying, to some, penis size might matter, but in actuality, it does not. You can have an orgasm with or without a penis, but you do not need a penis to have one, is what I'm trying to say. As long as you know foreplay, as long as you know, like Jasmine said, butt play. There are so many ways, there's so many plays to have someone orgasm. And most of the time, a dick is not needed to do that. And we need to stop getting out of this mindset of just penetration being the way to get a woman off, especially since science has said multiple times in multiple outlets that women do not get off due to penetration. They get off possibly with penetration if you do a lot of foreplay and a lot of stuff before that, but mostly it's with head, it's with toys, and maybe it is with a vibrator at the end of the day, but you shouldn't be threatened by that. A woman using a vibrator, a woman using a toy, is just a woman trying to pleasure herself. It's not her cheating because she's not out. She's not thinking of another man. She's not going out there to get some from somewhere else. She's just pleasuring herself. And if your woman is happy and she has orgasm with a toy, then you should just be happy. You should be happy that she is happy. She has came and she is with you. I think that's all that matters. She's not with anyone else. She's not having a moment with anyone else. She's having it with you. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. It has nothing to do about your penis. it's not trying to ruin your ego. It's not trying to make you feel less than. It's literally just about her trying to please herself. And if you really love your girlfriend, you would want her to have that. Whether it's from your dick or not, does not matter. What matters is at the end of the day, she has received pleasure and she is happy. Whether you have a big dick or a small dick, it does not matter. What matters is you having a moment and a connection with a person or not, if it's a one-night stand, and just pleasuring that person. Sex is not just about you. Sex is supposed to be something fun, you know, liberating.
There's two of you.
And it's supposed to be something that you can do and have a great time. Sex is not a job. Sex is not a task. And when sex starts feeling like a job or a task, you need to sit back and self-reflect and think to yourself, why does it feel like a task? If you're with someone who is making you feel bad about having sex with them, then you should not be having sex with them. If you're with someone who makes you feel insecure about your body parts, you should not be having sex with them. If you yourself are not comfortable with yourself, you need to step back and think, why do I feel this way and what can I do to resolve it? Because this is how your body is made. And yes, you can get surgery, but you still might have that internal problems of not feeling good about yourself. So if you have a small penis, you can always find another outlet. Like if you have a micro penis, you can always learn foreplay. Learn her fantasies. Learn what she likes. Ask her what she likes. You know, does she like to dress up, role playing? Like, what is she like? And you master that shit. And then that's all you gotta do, guys. So if you have a small dick, what is she like? And if she doesn't know what she likes, that's great. Go on a journey with her. You too can go on a journey. You too can go on a pussy journey and find out what she likes, you know? It'll be fun, you know, every Friday, you know, just try something wild, you know, every day wild, you know, pussy journey with your girlfriend or your lovers. I mean, I don't know how many you got, but anyway, the whole point is foreplay. There's toys, there's dildos, vibrators. If you're offended by someone using them, then, huh?
Did you already talk about toys?
No, we could go back to that, but vibrators, if you feel like a woman using a vibrator is like hurting the relationship, or, oh my God, she's hurting us with her vibrator or you're upset that she's getting pleasured by it, then you need to like back off, because literally her pleasure has nothing to do with you. And you should just be happy that she's getting off somehow, literally just be happy she's getting off somehow and she's not cheating on you. Let's talk about it. She's not doing anything bad. She's just being happy and minding her own damn business. Why must you try to control her? That's all I'm saying. I digress. She's happy. She's vibed. She's vibed with her vibrator and let her live her life. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
Thank you. And if you, actually, there's something I do want to say. And if you cannot respect that, then there's a problem. There's a problem. Don't you feel like there's a problem, Jasmine?
How many minutes do we have left?
That's okay, Jasmine. Don't worry about that. Because I just paused for a little bit, so we're just going to cut out. It doesn't matter. But...
Oh, okay, because...
That's all I want to say.
Exploded. So now I have to buy new weed to make more butter.
Your butter exploded?
It exploded!
Jasmine!
It was going so good and it just blew up! The jar broke and it got in the water that I was boiling it to infuse it. And that's why I was gone for so long. And I have to go back out there to clean it up. So, can we pause again?
Jasmine, we can wrap this up. Just we'll just put another 10 minutes on this, okay? So Jasmine, tell me your thoughts about toys. Tell me your thoughts about toys and like
things. Was awesome. Was it great? I worked in a sex shop for a year and it was awesome. And I loved them even before working there, and I loved them afterwards. Here's the dealio, man. Toys aren't just for women either, or people with vaginas. I feel like if you as a straight man are so uncomfortable about your dick size and your woman pleasing yourself with a toy, just get yourself a toy for you and yourself. Because guess what? Male stimulation isn't just about the penis either. So dive into it.
But get also, if you don't want to do that and you're all natural, you should respect your partner and their body and respect that if that's the way they get off, that's the way they get off, and leave it alone. They're still screwing you. Just leave it alone.
Either way, man, just don't feel insecure. Get up into it. And I feel like if more straight men got into using toys more often.
Yeah, there's oh, sorry, my cat hit something. I thought it was a balloon. There's like cock ring vibrators too.
There's vibrating cock rings. There's vibrators, just regular vibrators
that you can control anywhere.
There's beads and shit. There's all types of things, and it's not just about the dick. Listen, man, get comfortable with your butthole, and if you don't want to get comfortable with your butthole, get comfortable with your nipples. Think of other things that stimulate you sexually that isn't just putting your dick in.
Maybe role playing. Maybe, I don't know.
Expand your imagination.
Life is too short to be whack. That's what I gotta say.
Have fun.
Life is too short to always be vanilla.
Don't be vanilla.
I mean, if you want to be, I'm not judging it, but life is too short. You know, like maybe color out the lines a little bit.
Don't be vanilla and start telling everybody that you're fucking Rocky Road. Like, you could be vanilla if that's what you're into.
But don't sell it. Don't sell it.
Don't brag about it. Don't be like, ha, we have awesome sex.
Or don't judge people. Don't judge people who aren't, who may not be vanilla. Because let me tell you, vanilla ain't for everybody.
Don't mind your business. What everybody does in their bedrooms their own damn business.
Vanilla and vanilla bean are two different things. I'm just saying, vanilla bean is vanilla with a twist. So what I'm trying to say is, even vanilla's got a little kinky side to it. So, you know, don't judge everybody, you know? If you're vanilla without the vanilla bean, that's okay. But just don't be hating. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't be hating on vanilla bean. That's what I'm saying. Don't be hating on French vanilla, you know? There's so many vanillas out there. But there's only one real vanilla. And if you're a real vanilla, don't judge the others.
I have exploded butter to handle.
Okay, so let's just wrap it up. Jasmine, what are your last thoughts on this conversation?
Sex isn't just about penises, so don't worry about the size of your dick. Just worry about what makes people feel good. Worry about having a good time. Worry about maybe... I don't know, learning some new tricks that don't involve your dick.
Which is foreplay, toys, you know?
Yeah, either way, learn how to be comfortable with your body and learn how to love yourself.
Absolutely. You're amazing, whoever you are. Unless you're an asshole, then I don't like you.
You need a fucking dick, all right?
Yeah, then I'm happy that your love life is the way it is. But if you're great...
You deserve to be unhappy. Just like my broken butter. So, just love yourself, man. It's really hard for men to feel positive about their body because male body positivity isn't as normalized as...
It really isn't.
So, man, look in the mirror, get naked, get comfortable.
And be proud of your small dick.
Stop saying it like that. Little penises. That's how you're saying.
Yes, be proud. Yes, yes.
With yourself.
Be proud.
Not for show. It doesn't matter how your bros feel about your dick. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because literally, your bros can have a bigger one, and the reason why he can't keep a girl is because all he cares about is penis. You know, he doesn't care about, you know, pleasing her. So.
And Listen, man, even if someone doesn't like your dick,
you screw them.
Well, not everybody has to like having sex with you. It is what it is.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if they don't like, you know, like how some people say, ew, he has a small dick, and they walk away, that's screw them, you know? Just live your life. You're still breathing.
And since it's a learning situation, okay, yes. You learn something new with every
I told them they can read, you can Google. There's so many articles out there. You can literally find the videos. There's so many things out there. You could watch lesbian porn if you wanted to see two lesbians eat each other out. You can find a way.
I don't support lesbian porn because it's catered to straight men. And
well, that's a problem that I did not know existed. But
it just defeats, because it's not.
So then how would you expect them to learn, Jasmine?
I don't expect who to learn what.
I don't know, to like eat a girl out or something.
Listen to the girl that you're eating out.
Exactly. That's what you do. But if you don't have a girl and you're all alone.
Because I am a people pleaser, and what you want is what I'm going to give.
I don't.
Burger King, have your way.
We
just sound. Ask. It's easy. The same way people ask us, like, is this how you like your dick touched? Like these?
Exactly. It's the same way you ask for it. You don't bite anything. And there's my cat. He's walking out the door. He's cute.
Cat's like, I'm sick of these dicks. I'm sick of hearing this.
He can't open the door. Oh, he opened it. This is a closeout. We hope you guys enjoyed this. Again, this is Midori Days, and this is Jasmine Cash, and this is Midori's World Podcast, and today we were talking about dick size mattered, and little dicks matter, guys. Little dicks matter. Big dicks matter, too. All dicks matter, but what really matters is pussy. Pussy's life.
What really matters is listening to your partner, because sex, there's two people there, at least.
There's two kind of people in this world. There's people that only care about pleasing themselves with sex, and there's people that care and say, what do you like?
Okay.
That's the note we're going to end it on. Two types of people. There are two types of people in this world. I don't like that you use that toy. And fuck it. Have fun. Two types of people in the world.
I feel like the appropriate response is to leave the room and let sis finish.
Or you could just make it a two thing, like, ooh, what can I do? Let's have fun together.
Yeah, do it together. Unless you really want to be alone, then go out. Sometimes you just want to do it yourself. Like, let me help. No. I already had plans.
Yeah, guys, that's it. But thank you for coming in and stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.